Jesus is saying, I don't change that. It's kind of as if someone said, well, does it still count, Jesus? And he acknowledges that it does. But he not only acknowledges that it does, but it's kind of like, I must confess, way, way, a long time ago in my youth, I participated in games of chance. nothing, does he? That we stop to work it through and to stay with the commitment we made. Now, the reason Jesus enters into this is he's trying to keep us from losing our focus on God's plan for our lives, and our plan for our relationships, and our plans for our family. I went to the auto show. I don't know if I should be listening to last week or not. I'm getting older, I forgot. But it was the first time I've been to the auto show in like 45 years, 50 years. Which is pretty good because I'm only 49. But as I was at the auto show, when I went to the auto show, I wished that I could buy that car, but I know I couldn't. And I had certain wishes in regards to the models that I kind of knew I couldn't either. The last that I've spoken of in this passage is if one is married and one and adultery, if they could get away with it. If that's the desire of the heart, that is the violation, which, by the way, Dr. Messner went on to explain. We so want it, we would do it if we can't get away with it. And if our only reason for not doing it is because we can't get away with it, then we're guilty of that sin. I've shown this before, that there you go, it's, you hardly do this much anymore. But before the malls, one of my favorite activities was window shopping. Can you remember looking in the window and you're walking along and you see something, oh, I like that. Nothing wrong with that, even in the context of our desires. What's wrong is when we don't leave the window and focus on our desires, our love, upon that which is not meant to be. And so Jesus is trying to help us with this by raising the answer by going all in. He's saying, don't do this. The rabbis used to say, the eye and the heart are the two. Okay, who goes after his wives for they are adulterous. It is to say our desires can rule us. He goes on to say, if your right eye causes you to stumble, the Greek word there is scandalon. I assume you get the word scandal from it. But a scandalon, if you can remember the old, have you ever set a trap? You know, as you put the food on something it used to be, and it would spring shut, the little lever that the food was on was a scandal. It initially didn't have much to do with what we're talking about later on. And that lever became that which leads us to destruction. You understand what we're doing? Shouldn't, and snap it goes.
scandal. It was the thing that caused you to stumble. And so Jesus in his language is saying, don't let this stumble. Don't let anything lead to your self-destruction and the destruction of your family. But I am not saying that if one falls, that one can't be restored. I'm just saying it's better not to fall. Jesus is saying is that we have to change what we can change so we're not caused to stumble. We need to move away from that. We need to express ourselves to God and to seek God. We have to love our wives or husbands with all our heart, even when it's not going well. Even when he or she is sweet. And we're called to give ourselves to this. And so we give ourselves towards filling ourselves. Because Jesus was very concerned about the inside of a person. Because we're controlled by the inside. Listening to someone who felt that it's kind of hard not to listen. Jesus knew what he was saying. who's going to die for our sin. We also know, and we know, that when we sin, whatever the sin is, it ultimately hurts ourselves and others. It does. And we have to keep coming back to it. I don't want to try to help you have these words. Watch your thoughts, they become words. Watch your words, they become actions. Watch your actions, they become habits. Watch your habits, they become character. Watch your character, it becomes your destiny. I've coached sports and I've seen where a person loses control of themselves, and as talented as they are, they're a detriment to themselves and to the team. And it's like that in life. And look, if it feels worse now in our society, if it feels right, do it. If it feels right, it is right. But if you disagree with that, you're a narrow-minded Puritan. I am not Christian, whatever they want to call you. But Jesus calls us to look to Him, for Him to be our master. I was going to the movie, Jack Ryan. Did you see the Jack Ryan movie? I just heard like a bunch of people, and he said, he's like a marine or something, and he gets in a helicopter accident, he's in rehab, and he's trying to learn how to walk again, and it's painful, and he falls, and he's tempted to quit. But the nurse comes up and says, you've got to keep working on this. And finally, he thinks, and he says, if you give me two painkillers, I'll keep working on it and get it done. And the nurse was pretty smart. She said, if you get it done, one, wipe it. And so the nurse went on and gets it done, and she comes to him and she hands him the one pill. And she says to him, do me a favor. Don't take it for a few minutes. And he says, why not? And she said, so you know you can. So you won't be controlled by a pill. Control it. Said feelings don't feelings don't feelings are deceiving. My word is the word of God, what not else is worth believing. Thomas Kempis, if God were our one and only desire, we would not be so easily upset when our opinions do not find our acceptance. Said, thy word am I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. It takes the word of God and makes it a part of itself. So that just by dwelling on the word of God, it lifts him up and it lifts up his actions, not just for himself but for others. There's a great little story from old Kentucky Hills. A grandfather was with his grandson who very much wanted to be like granddad. But one day, the grandson imitated his grandfather in almost everything. He said, Jesus. First thing you do is you seek God, you will find him. was betrayed. The way he was betrayed. It says he gave thanks. As he didn't lose his focus, that he was doing this for his Heavenly Father, and he was doing this for you. Get that? The opportunity to suffer. It would help you receive His love. And after he'd given thanks, he took the bread and he broke it and he said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Take it in remembrance of me." You see, take it in. Remember. So that you remember the times of fail. The times that maybe even you betrayed him. That he still loves and still comes to fill you with that love. After this a difference. By the way, for those of you that are members, we invite you to this table. We invite anyone who wishes to receive the love of God as expressed in this sacrament. We invite you to